California school board responds to Newsom after blocking LGBT book featuring pedophile activist. Temecula Valley Unified School Board President Joseph Komrosky responded to criticism from Governor Gavin Newsom, doubling down on his decision to block a textbook containing references to LGBT activist Harvey Milk, whom Komrosky called a pedophile last month. Earlier this month, Governor Gavin Newsom took to Twitter to blast Komrosky for his comment about Milk, an openly gay activist and politician who was assassinated in 1978. An offensive statement from an ignorant person. This isn't Texas or Florida. In the Golden State, our kids have the freedom to learn, Newsom wrote on Twitter on June 3. Congrats, Mr. Komrosky, you have our attention. Stay tuned. In a press conference on June 7, Komrosky said that his comment did not refer to Milk's sexual orientation, but to reports that Milk had a sexual relationship with a minor. A 1982 biography of Milk titled The Mayor of Castro Street describes Milk's relationship with a 16-year-old named John Galen McKinley. I'll ask you one simple question, Governor, do you approve of any 33-year-old person, regardless of their gender identity or sexual preference, having a sexual relationship with a 16-year-old? Komrosky asked. Komrosky said he would have the same objections to any such adult being featured in K-5th grade textbooks. My remarks about Mr. Milk are not based upon being a homosexual, but rather based upon an adult having a sexual relationship with a minor. I would express the same sentiments any adult being in K-5 textbooks, he said. Trustee Danny Gonzalez, who also voted to block the textbook last month, echoed Komrosky's sentiments at the press conference. There are plenty of historical figures who made great strides in community that are not associated with inappropriate sexual relationships with children, Gonzalez said. Discussing matters of sexuality with children under 10 in a public school setting is inappropriate. As a parent, this is not a conversation anyone else but me. And especially not before we even learn about the birds and the bees. However, Gonzalez said that ultimately, the reason he voted against the curriculum was that he saw several faults in the district's curriculum adoption process. As an advocate for parental rights, I noticed several fatal flaws in the adoptive process, and because of community concerns that were shared with me, I demanded a process that gave more opportunity for parents and the community to be involved in the selection of the, he said. Gonzalez said he called on the board and administration to implement a process that includes more input from teachers, parents, and community members. The trustee also addressed that the textbook's adoption would have solved the issue of insufficient social studies textbooks in the district, as its currently used textbook was out of print and its workbooks were one-time use. Gonzalez also said there was enough time before the start of the fall semester for the board to find a more suitable social studies curriculum. The factual inaccurate charge is that if we don't approve this specific curriculum right now, we will have no social science curriculum to teach in the fall is patently false, Gonzalez said. Our teachers and students will have what they need at the start of year, and I'll continue to work through this. Meanwhile, Newsom and State Attorney General Rob Bonta released a joint statement on June 7 demanding the board provide information regarding its process in their decision to reject the curriculum. In the statement, Bonta urged the board to ensure its curriculum meets the FAIR Act, a 2011 state law that requires the inclusion of the political, economic, and social contributions of LGBT persons and those with disabilities in educational textbooks. We urge the board to adhere to the FAIR Act's provisions and provide a comprehensive social sciences curriculum that reflects our diverse state and nation. This should include accurate representations of historical figures like Harvey Milk and not be influenced by personal bias, Bonta said. The debate centers around a book called Social Studies Alive, a textbook recently piloted in district schools that was brought before the board for official approval at a May 16 board meeting. While the textbook does not mention Milk in its main text, its optional supplemental material features him. Komrosky, along with Gonzalez and trustee Jennifer Wiersma, voted against the book's adoption, while trustees Allison Barkley and Stephen Swartz voted in its favor. About 50 parents and community members attended the board members' press conference, with most attendees supporting the trustees' decision. "I feel that our culture is inundating our kids with so much unnecessary content," Chris Bout, a district parent, told the Epoch Times. "And we parents have to continually push back and stand up. I've extracted my kids from lessons before, and I make my voice known to the principal that I don't want them exposed to anything that might be sexualizing without my consent." Bout said he's grateful to the trustees for filtering out inappropriate content before it reaches classrooms. "Sometimes it's just too pervasive that it's embedded into the lesson plan," he said. "I'm grateful we got men of righteousness here on the board to stand up for us." Some teachers, parents, and community members, however, opposed the board's decision, saying they believe the curriculum was neutral. The Temecula Valley Educators Association said the curriculum was accurate, age-appropriate, unbiased, and politically neutral in a statement on their website. The association held a rally on June 6 in protest of the school board's rejection of the curriculum.